SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, great names in Swiss folk music. A portrait of Father Joseph Beauvais.
Il nous vient le gai printemps.
Salut,
oui, c'est lui, c'est lui. Voici le gai printemps. Le gai printemps qui vient, qui vient, qui vient. Visage
ensoleillé.
Les enfants émerveillés,
émerveillés,
chantent de joyeux le retour du bon homme les charmants. Oui, c'est lui, le voici le gai printemps,
le gai printemps
qui vient, visage ensoleillé,
ensoleillé.
Les enfants émerveillés,
émerveillés,
chantent joyeux le retour du bon homme les charmants. Son beau-père se loge avec sérénité,
mais son beau-père
se dévoile des étoiles et sa
belle-mère,
et qui a tout partout dans l'univers. Que les cris, les chants de la gaieté. Son beau-père se loge avec solennité.
Son beau-père
se dévoile et les voix de sa
belle-mère.
Et qui a tout partout dans l'univers. On n'entend plus que les cris, les chants de la gaieté.
Oui, c'est
lui, voici le gai printemps.
Le gai printemps
qui vient, qui vient, qui vient. Visage ensoleillé,
ensoleillé.
Les enfants émerveillés,
émerveillés.
Chantent joyeux le retour du mois de mes charmants. La, la.
Uns kam er raus, was kam, uns ging aus ihm zwei Teglaus, von einem Kauz im Mann, das Bild weiß die Augen. Eins, zwei, drei, bald kommt der Meile, kommt der
Meile. Jetzt ist das, jetzt ist das, schöne Meile,
schöne Meile,
geschwind, nach der Luft und Heiterkeit,
die Heiter
kam hinein.
So, sei zufrieden, sei zufrieden,
sei die Fräulein, sing auf der Maske süße Melodie.
This gay spring song, entitled La Fanfare du Printemps, opens our program on Father Joseph Beauvais, one of Switzerland's most popular folk musicians. Beauvais was born in Salles, Gruyère, in 1879, in the mainly French-speaking canton of Fribourg in southwestern Switzerland. Although of French-Swiss origin, he was also admired greatly in the German-speaking part of the country. Father Joseph Beauvais was a hard worker, and yet extremely good-natured, benevolent, ready to help wherever he could. Some of his songs even became classics during his lifetime. For instance, Le Vieux Chalet, which many people still believe to be a traditional folk song. Le Vieux Chalet, Beauvais' perhaps best-known melody, for which he also wrote the lyrics. Beauvais took his schooling at Romont, Fribourg, and Einsiedeln, and joined the priesthood in 1905. From that year until 1908, he was vicar in Geneva. Father Beauvais then switched to teaching in Fribourg, at the same time assuming the tasks of an organist and conductor of several choirs and of Fribourg's municipal orchestra. While he mainly composed vocal music, Beauvais also wrote a number of charming instrumental pieces, such as this one. Beauvais found the ideal musical language which could be grasped by the man in the street, by simple folk. His music was indeed easy to understand, with catching melodies that came from the heart. Many of his songs tell the story of cowherds and mountain farmers.
Oh.
Father Beauvais was always fascinated by the ancient French dialect spoken in his native Gruyère, a region where, by the way, one of Switzerland's most famous brands of cheese is made. In countless walks through the countryside, and by visiting people and noting down what they told him about their language, Father Beauvais became quite an expert on the subject. Let's listen to one of his songs with lyrics in Gruyère dialect, Nutra Dona di Maorze. Beauvais was a highly talented conductor, especially of choral groups. His manner of conducting choirs sparked enthusiasm from every singer. He was full of temperament, a man of vivid gestures and of immense natural authority. In the following documentary recording, we hear Father Joseph Beauvais with the boys' choir La Maîtrise de Saint-Nicolas, which he founded in 1923 in Les Petits Chevriers, The Little Goatherds. In 1930, Beauvais was named honorary canon of Saint-Nicolas Cathedral in Fribourg, but he continued to be known throughout Switzerland as Abbé Beauvais or Father Beauvais. He received countless honors in recognition of his incredibly active life as a composer, teacher, organist, and, equally important, as a kind-hearted and understanding priest. In 1939, the University of Fribourg bestowed an honorary doctorate upon him, and the city of Fribourg made him an honorary citizen. In 1950, he received one of France's highest distinctions by being named a Knight of the Legion of Honor. And yet, until his death, Beauvais continued to lead the simple life of a hard-working, deeply religious priest-musician. While all the other songs heard in this program were sung by choirs from Beauvais' native Western Switzerland, the next one is interpreted by the French-Swiss choral group of Bern, which has distinguished itself several times at the Ace Deptford, the International Folk Music Festival at Llangollen in Wales. When Father Joseph Beauvais died in 1951, he had already become unforgettable through his melodies, firmly rooted in the hearts and minds of countless people throughout Switzerland. We close this program with a public performance of one of his most famous songs, Le Vieux Léman.
That was Great Dames in Swiss Folk Music, another feature in the transcription series Musica Helvetica, presented by the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation. This program was written and narrated by Nick Lombard and was produced by Lance Shannon.